to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Kyle Dalton.
And Kyle, in the co-host chair tonight is a gentleman who has not stopped listening to Tom Petty since the last time he was here. It's comedian extraordinaire, returning to the co-host chair, Jeff Tate.
Hey.
Jeff.
Hey Jeff, everybody, I'm Jeff.
Let me tell you something, Jeff.
Okay.
I got so many emails about the Tom Petty episode.
Yeah.
Because people loved how enthusiastic you were for your favorite artist. People were like, I'm that way about this and I'm that way about that. And it was refreshing to hear someone that was so into the band. And so so you are a welcome addition to the co-host chair. So
fantastic.
Welcome back.
I almost wish that I had picked only Tom Petty songs again now that that happened.
That was...
Because you're probably right. I have listened to Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers probably, I would say, 80% of the time that I listen to music.
And it's you know what, that you know, if we're going Desert Island Discs, I would take a Tom Petty album and I'd take Damn the Torpedoes, no doubt about it.
Yeah,
I'd take Damn the Torpedoes and the Who's next. If you're letting me take two discs, you get to take two CDs with you.
That's it. Your Desert Island two disc.
I would probably take Damn the Torpedoes, and I would definitely take the Who's next.
Oh, yeah. I would take the Damn the Torpedoes deluxe edition with the second disc.
That would be here too.
Yeah, yeah. So that I can have Casadega and
that's a great song.
Those live ones, Raining Again, and that Eddie Cochran song, and Nowhere and Surrender.
Is Surrender's great too. Is Damn the Torpedoes, is that your favorite Tom Petty album?
No, I don't think so.
Do you have a favorite? Can you pick a favorite?
It comes and goes, but I think that, like, front to back, I think Hard Promises is perfect, but also...
It is pretty good.
But there's...
Underrated, I think, Hard Promises.
I give it a 10 out of 10.
I would say...
No, Hard Promises isn't the one that's... I think... What's the one after Hard Promises?
Long After Dark?
I think that one's the one that's underrated.
Well, I think... I think every Tom Petty album except Full Moon Fever and Damn the Torpedoes are underrated.
All right. That's, you could be right. Now, last time you were here, we talked, and I told you there were some Tom Petty albums that I didn't like, and I did go back and revisit those. For example, the soundtrack to She's the One.
Yeah.
And I have changed my mind on those.
Yeah?
I do like them now.
Oh, it's so good. What about Echo? Because I think Echo might be my favorite, but there's a nostalgic, like, period of time in my life that always takes me back to.
I do like Echo, too, but that's a heavy, like, emotional album to listen to, so, for me.
Yeah, yeah, but it's got... Free Girl Now is one of the best.
Room at the Top, I love.
When that guitar kicks in.
Yeah.
And it's so, yeah, I love it.
And Mike sings a song on that album?
Yeah. It's the only one. It's the only time Mike ever sings.
Yeah.
Have you seen The Dirty Now?
It's the only time I use the fast forward. I'm kidding. No, I haven't seen The Dirty Knobs yet.
You are missing it.
But my friend Lisa Goich has been to Mike Campbell's house now many times. And the first time she was there, she was just invited to go to a barbecue, and her and Mike talked about dogs for like an hour and a half, and she didn't even know that he was Mike Campbell from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And then someone goes, you know that he's in Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. She's like, what? So she said he's a super nice guy. So that's good to hear.
Yeah, he's great. I don't know. Had I seen the Dirty Knobs last time I was here? I saw him at the Viper Room, and it is unbelievable. There's no Tom Petty in that band, but it really points out how... integral Mike Campbell is to that band.
How important the Heartbreakers are to Tom Petty's success.
Yeah.
Did you read the Petty book?
Uh-huh, of course.
And the author of that book was on your podcast, correct?
Yes, sir. Warren Zanes did my podcast.
And he's from the Del Fuegos.
Yep.
And you did that by phone?
Yeah.
How did that work out? Sometimes I don't think that's conducive to interviewing, because you really have to, like, you have to... You know, so you don't talk over each other. Did it work out for you?
Yeah, I'm not I just wanted him to talk.
Oh, okay.
So when he would pause, or when it was clear that he was done,
then
I would throw something in and just, but mostly it was just getting him, like, talking about the book and making, like, both of us had to keep on track to not just basically do what me and you did with the Heartbreakers.
Right.
He's such a super fan that He said he wants to do it again, and where we just talk about the Heartbreakers and we don't talk about the book or anything. Yeah.
I love that part in the book about the song "Boys of Summer," the Don Henley song.
Yeah.
And how Mike presented that to Tom, and he didn't really.
He passed on it, and now he felt bad.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I always wondered about that.
And that's a great tune. That's a killer Don Henley tune. Even if you don't like Don Henley, I think you go, but that's a pretty good jam.
Well, what I think is weird is I hated Don Henley.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only song I ever liked.
Yeah.
And I thought that way before I knew that Mike Campbell wrote it.
Yeah.
And that it had anything to do with that the Heartbreakers were involved at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's like the only decent Don Henley song. Have you seen the Eagles documentary?
Oh, it's on my shelf. I own it. Blu-ray disc.
There is so many super hilarious things in that on accident.
I know.
There's that Randy Meisner scene where he's explaining what the lyrics to "Take It to the Limit" mean. Well, it means like, you know, you give it your all and then you just do it again. You're like, there's no subtext in that fucking song.
Nope. It's exactly what you think it is. The thing about the documentary that if you don't stay in the public eye, you really let yourself go, because Randy Meisner was a really cute looking dude when he was in the Eagles. And now we haven't seen Randy Meisner for 20 years. And now he pops up in this documentary and you're like, oh my God, who's this guy that's aged 100 years?
Yeah. Not well.
No, not at all. But if you stay in the public eye, you tend to keep yourself looking. You have to.
Well, I just think it's easier if you do. Like,
yeah,
you're paying more attention to, you know, what you're wearing.
You know, people are going to take pictures of you and throw them up on their Facebook page, and everyone's going to go, "Oh, Mick Jagger looks. Your Mick Jagger is fat. Mick Jagger can never get fat."
Yeah, that's too bad.
He's
got to
stay slim and trim.
That's the one thing he'll never have.
No,
the freedom to eat a whole pizza.
No, well, he might, and then he just runs on. I mean, he probably burns, you know,
still
2,500 calories a night.
Still, yeah, probably. I mean, it's hot up there.
It's crazy. Yeah, you know how it is. You're under the lights.
Yeah, I think I need glasses now because of it. Like, I have to get polarized lenses because the bright lights are the glare really bothers me. I have that stupid Dennis DeYoung light
thing
blindness.
Can you see me right now?
Yeah, I can see you.
I'm sorry about that. Do you want me to turn the lights down in here?
No. It's just for like when I'm on stage and when I'm like, if I drive at night and a headlight is pointed wrong and hits me in the eye, I can't see.
Freaks you out. Drive right into
the glare,
a tree.
Like the glare, like there's something of like my eyes just hurt from the lights now. So I need that glare thing, that thing to cut glare.
Did you watch this Netflix documentary, Making of a Murderer, yet?
No.
Because
I look like one of the people?
You're working on a serial killer beard, I think.
Is that show about a serial killer?
No, it's not.
Do you want to spoil it? Because I'm never going to watch it.
He's not done with it yet. It's what episode are you on?
6.
It's about a guy that is accused of a murder, and he was formerly in jail like 18 years, accused of a rape, and then was found. New DNA evidence proved him to be innocent. So he gets out. And like how many years later? Like 2 years later? Two years later.
He's like in the process of suing the state.
Yeah, he's suing the state
like
because
kind
of
framed
this.
Him sort of for the rape.
For the rape. And so 2 years after that, now he's in jail for a murder.
Really?
Where the evidence is slim.
Oh no, so they're railroading him again?
That's what it seems like. So so anyway, yeah, you got Netflix?
Yeah.
Check that out, Making of a Murder.
I don't feel like watching that. That seems depressing.
Well, it's not fun.
There's a lot of cheers. I'll just keep watching Cheers.
Just keep watching Cheers. Tell us, you still do the Cheers podcast.
Every time, anytime I can get somebody who wants to talk about Cheers on my podcast, I do it.
When you had the author of the Petty book on, what podcast was that?
There's 5 or so under my podcast name.
Okay.
That one's called Podcast, yeah.
Oh, I was just...
That one, because I don't know how to name it.
It's just Podcast.
Yeah, when it's not anything specific, it's just called Podcast.
You have one called Petty Things. Petty talk.
Petty things.
Oh.
Petty theft.
Petty theft. That's the name of a...
Bootleg?
No, Petty Theft is the name of a Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers tribute band out here somewhere.
Of course it is.
And there's one called Petty Cash that plays Johnny Cash and Tom Petty songs. But not just... Like, it should just be Unchained. But they don't just play songs from that album.
Nope.
That's the only album that is Tom Petty and Johnny Cash at the same time.
Let's promote one more thing and then we'll get started here. You're on tour right now, comedian. You go all over the country.
All over the country.
You're touring now with, you have you and a young lady are together. What do you call this tour?
It's called Make the Rounds.
Make the Rounds.
Yeah.
Her name is?
Emma Arnold.
Emma Arnold. She opens, you close it out. She sets a nice table and then you close it out. You guys travel together, driving around?
Drive around, travel together. We travel well together.
That's good.
She loves Tom Petty.
Hates him. Now she does.
Hates Petty. Who does she like? The Bangles? She like the Go-Go's? What's she like?
The Bangles are rad.
I love the Bangles. I've had two Bangles on this show.
We would just play Waiting for Tonight over and over.
Oh, that's such a great song.
I can make anything about Tom Petty.
Yeah, you can. We're not doing Tom Petty 2 tonight, folks.
She likes that singer Sia.
Oh, yeah, Sia's amazing.
Yeah, everything she's ever played, like, because we'll switch off. Like, I'll listen to an entire Petty album. And then she gets to play music for an hour.
Okay.
And everything she plays, I've never heard, but it's all great.
Yeah. It's amazing.
That Sia is an unbelievable singer.
That voice is crazy.
She's amazing. And there's a bunch of others. There's like this South African hip hop band that she likes.
What if when it was her turn, she put your comedy album on?
Oh man, that would be like the best prank of all time.
She just plays that.
Yeah.
And you go, come on. She goes, no, seriously.
No, this is what I want to listen to. And then just to make me sit there for an hour.
Listen to your own comedy. Okay, tonight, Jeff emailed me or Facebook messaged me and said, I'm in town. Let's do a podcast. So this was your category?
No, you said...
What did I say to you first?
You said...
Who did I say? Do you like... I think I said...
Do you like that goddamn old...
Bob Seger.
Old Bob Seger.
So do you like Bob Seger? And you're like, pass.
No, I do. I like Bob Seger. But you said, I think somehow we ended up with what we ended up with.
Yeah, which is, these are live tracks, but they're not... These have to be officially released live tracks. They can be bonus tracks
officially,
on a CD.
Yeah.
It can't be like a bootleg, though.
No bootleg.
It's got to be... You've got to be able to like go to iTunes and find this or find it somewhere.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to do live tracks. I don't know how many did you pick?
I picked 15 or 16. You said 15.
Yeah. And I got 15.
We're not going to get to all of them.
Might not, but we might.
This is not going to be, I give the listener this promise. This is not going to be as long as the Tom Petty one.
Let's try to keep it at 90.
Sure.
Okay. We're 12 minutes in now. I made a mistake. So that's early on and we got rid of that. So that probably gets 40 seconds out of there. So, Kyle, are you going to talk it? Are you going to talk? You going to join in tonight?
Sure.
Yeah, I see you're texting under the table. What's going on? Is there a crisis?
No, I was saving tweets for later.
Really?
Oh, you're thinking of funny tweets?
Yeah.
Because for what?
What if we might be stealing our banter and tweeting it as his own?
Are you tweeting banter?
No.
You son of a bitch. Are you tweeting banter?
That's a good podcast name, Tweeting Banter.
That'd be my band name would be Tweeting Banter. Okay, I'm going to let you start it up.
Again.
I'm going to let you start it up.
Okay.
You're the guest co-host.
All right, so we're just playing live tracks. Play that very first one right there.
Okay.
This one is called The Dolphin's Cry. It's by a band called Live. Is that what you meant? I picked 15 songs by Live.
Wait a minute. Stop a second. All your songs are from the band Live.
Yeah, that's what you said. Pick Live songs.
Oh, no, Jeff, I meant live tracks. I meant like...
It was really hard to find 15 songs from Live that I could even stomach.
Throwing copper.
Yeah, this one is on the third album. What's it called, no, Kyle? I meant
songs that like live in concert, Jeff.
The Distance to Hear.
No, I meant songs live in concert, versions of live songs.
But how
song.
Am I going to bring concerts into this room?
Oh, geez, Jeff, this is... And you're not drinking anymore.
No, I'm not drinking.
All right.
Maybe
that might be the problem. That was it. That was my first. That was a bit.
Now play a real one.
Okay.
I like a bit, though.
Yeah, it's fun, right? And that is also my favorite live song.
What if we just did play? What if the band Live was our topic?
How come it wouldn't be? There's got to be somebody.
They might listen.
They might be fans.
That guy, Ed, is at Barney's Beanery on fucking Hollywood Boulevard singing karaoke tonight, probably. Trying to pretend like everyone at his table insisted that he sing that Lightning Crashes song.
They're like, that kind of sounds like that band.
He makes Christian records now. Ed
does
Kowalczyk.
He?
Yeah.
Oh. Christian.
All right, play the next one. This song is called Misunderstood, and it's off that Live Wilco album,
All right,
Kicking Television.
Let's hear it.
And I did not pick like start times.
That's okay. I kind of like for this when we can hear some audience so that you know it's live.
I like the way this starts with just with the drums.
Why did you pick this one, Jeff? Is this a favorite song of yours?
No, I really like it. And it's a, like, they start, I believe they start the album this is on with this song.
Okay.
And I like the way the song starts with, Wilco does a thing live where it starts with, there are moments when it feels like total chaos.
Uh-huh.
And then it all comes together. And that's always really, I really like that.
All right, cool.
The way they do that.
Should we hear more of it?
Very
is that
cacophony.
Good?
It was very cacophonous.
Do we
right
get?
There.
Do we? You want us to cue ahead to where it gets crazy?
No, I mean, we could listen to the whole thing if you want.
Well,
but
we can't do that. We'll go money.
This is also 6 minutes long.
Oh, turn it down.
I like Wilco. I've seen him live a few times, and
cool.
I like that song, and I don't really know. I don't have a lot of like inside info like I do with the Heartbreakers.
Yeah, that's okay. It's just about songs we like live.
Yeah, I like that. You ever seen Wilco live?
I never have.
Have you ever seen any band live, Kyle?
Yes.
Yeah? What was the last band you saw live?
Foo Fighters.
Yeah, Foo Fighters. It was great. We saw them at the Forum.
Yeah, do you like classic rock like that?
Yeah.
You're so young. I was in a car with somebody like 10 years ago, and Foo Fighters came on, and it was like a comic who was like way younger than me.
Yeah.
And he's like, this band? He goes, my parents do. And I felt so old.
Wow, I love the Foo Fighters.
Yeah. They're a good rock band.
Yeah,
there's
great.
No reason not to like
them.
I was thinking this the other day. Is the Foo Fighters the only band with those legs that, like, they got 21 years they've been around?
I think they're the last band that is going to have a career in music. Like, be able to, like, retire. Like, the family's going to be... Yeah, the family's going to be taken care of. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, so you think that... Like Jack White?
Well, I think Jack White will be able to make money with producing and songwriting, doing things with other people. But as an entity, the Foo Fighters, I think, still sell records and definitely sell out big sheds.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jack White does, but he doesn't have... That's not a four-piece Foo Fighters, same band.
Right.
I think Jack White will be more like a Todd Rundgren.
Yeah, that's a very good good analogy.
Don't know that. Don't know who Todd Rundgren is.
Todd Rundgren's produced like a million albums for other bands, and then he does, you know, experimental.
But Jack White, when you think about the fact that he was able to pull up from like the year 2000 and sell the tickets he sells now, that's crazy. Mm-hmm.
That's great.
But like, did any other band release their debut album in 1995 and they're not doing cruise ships?
Yeah, it's pretty difficult. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of those bands, like, you know,
Everclear.
Counting Crows still tour and stuff, but I mean, not to the...
But Counting Crows was earlier.
Yeah, they don't sell out.
They don't sell out. Yeah, they don't sell out Wembley Stadium.
No, they don't sell out stadiums. No, but they never did.
No,
but they sell out the venues they play. I've seen the Counting Crows. There's Counting Crows on my list.
I love the Counting Crows. I saw them at the World Turn Theater.
I saw them. I saw them in live open for them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you saw them at.
You saw live.
Yeah,
they were doing. They did a tour of minor league baseball stadiums, and they came like. To our hometown in Pennsylvania.
Hollidaysburg?
Yeah. Well, Altoona, which is like they're right up against each other.
Oh.
I just smacked Jeff in the head. No, I didn't.
The greater Hollidaysburg metropolitan area.
Yep, exactly.
The Twin Cities.
Has your comedy tour taken you through the great state of Pennsylvania?
I did Philadelphia. And Pittsburgh.
City of brotherly love.
Mm-hmm. And so Philadelphia was amazing. A lot of people showed up. Sturgill Simpson came to the show. No. And his whole band, Sturgill Simpson's a country singer, and he's unbelievable. And but he doesn't have a live album yet.
Did they laugh it up?
Yeah.
Chuckle it?
Yeah, and then he gave me and Emma tickets, so we saw him 2 days later at the Beacon in New York.
Were they good seats?
10th row center.
That's great.
Fucking unbelievable. So much fun. We had dinner with him. Billy Wayne Davis is a comic.
Amazing. He's your friend now.
Sort of. We're acquainted. Like, I kind of know Shooter Jennings from doing shows with him.
There you go.
He's done a couple of Doug Loves Movies I've been on.
That's cool. You're on Doug Loves Movies a lot.
Yeah, I just did three in a row.
Wow. Yeah. What is the connection there that you, that are you good at it?
Yeah. The listeners seem to like me.
All right. What kind of movie? What's your favorite movie this year then?
Of this year?
Yeah.
Of 2016?
Yeah, 2016.
I've only seen one movie this year.
2015.
Oh, 2015.
Of last year then.
Well, it depends on what you mean.
I didn't know you were
going to
be so specific.
What do you mean, favorite movie? Movie that I think was the best movie, or movie that I will watch a lot? Or
a movie that you'll watch to me...
I've already seen Ant-Man twice.
I've seen Ant-Man three times.
And that fifth Mission Impossible movie I've seen a couple times.
I've seen that three times also. Twice.
But I think Spotlight was the best movie. But okay. Spotlight is going to be too hard to watch again.
Yeah.
But it was unbelievable.
No, here's what I mean by what's your favorite movie. When a movie's over, you go, I fucking want to watch that again right now.
Ant-Man.
Yeah, Ant-Man was
Ant-Man,
great,
I watched it like a week later. Like, I couldn't wait to watch it a week later. Yeah. Yeah, also, part of that was that my brother wanted to see it. The first time I saw it was in 3D.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
I don't like 3D. It's confusing. So a couple of days later.
That's a whole other dimension.
Yeah.
That's not even.
Then you saw it in 2D and you were fine.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even understand. Like, 2D, it's not like they look flat.
No.
I still understand.
I don't know who likes 3D.
Kids.
Do you think my kids don't like it? They don't like wearing those glasses.
Here's how I feel. I don't wear glasses in real life. I don't want to wear.
Why do I want to put them on now? I hate when something's in IMAX, but it's only in 3D because I love IMAX.
Awful, yeah.
But I don't like 3D.
Mm-hmm. IMAX. I saw Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol in IMAX.
So did I.
That's so great.
Well, I saw both of them in IMAX.
Yeah.
I saw Rogue Nation also.
See, I just saw five. I don't remember. I saw it a couple of times. Oh, yeah. Five was the one.
Yeah, with the plane.
I did this
in the motorcycle.
I go to this film festival with Doug in Traverse City, Michigan in July.
Okay.
And I went the last 2 years, and both years we're at this film festival. It starts on Tuesday.
Okay.
And on Friday night of that week, we left the film festival to go to the movies both times. Because last year, Guardians came out, and we were we have to go see Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
And then this year, Mission Impossible 5 came out. So we left this film festival where all the movies we were seeing were free.
Yeah.
But they weren't Mission Impossible 5.
No, Tom Cruise is killing it.
So good.
So amazing. All right. This is Film Talk on Rock Solid. Here's my song. You've heard of this band Queen?
Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know a song? You know a song called We Will Rock You?
Yeah. Everyone knows that song.
Well, this, in 1982, they used to do a fast version of it. So Kyle, play this. Crowd. Doesn't that kick ass?
Yeah.
I love that.
It kind of sounds like a Ram Jam.
Yeah, a little bit. Like old Black Betty?
Yeah.
That's great. Kyle, you like that fast version?
Yeah, I like it better than the regular version.
Yeah, I do too, actually.
I hate the regular version. I don't even know if I hate it. It's just, how many times can you hear a song?
You've
just
heard
throw that
so
on the pile.
Times, yeah.
Yeah. Every time you hear it, you're at a fucking pep rally at high school.
No, I went to a Christian school. We did not have
music, no dancing, Footloose style.
No music, no dancing. We would have to
say the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah, but like loud. It was a call and response Lord's Prayer to get everybody hyped up.
How does that?
You guys saying we will bless you.
It would be like Our Father, and then all the kids would be like, who are in heaven?
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
This sounds, okay, good. I thought he was serious for
a
second.
Did you go to a Christian school though?
Yeah.
Oh.
Cincinnati Christian High School.
And did you fit in? Did you do well in that Christian community?
Oh, the whole school was a bunch of misfits. It was the
Island of Misfit Toys.
It was the cheapest private school in Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
So it was like half the class was like preacher's kids, because preacher's kids could go for free.
Okay.
And the other half of the class was people who had been expelled.
And which half were you in?
My dad's a minister.
Oh, he is. Okay.
So
And you were expelled. So
it's a horse race between the expelled kids and the preacher's kids as to who's more fucked up.
Oh my god.
So we, like, it was just a fun disaster.
All right.
Yeah. They don't acknowledge the existence of the school pre-2003. No. It's been around since like 81.
But it's established 2003.
Yeah, it moved to a doom building, and they do not acknowledge anything that happened pre-2003.
They came to your house and took all your yearbooks.
They might have. I don't have them. I left my yearbooks in Woodland Hills. Oh, I'm never going to see those again. I don't care. Stinks.
Are they in your garage?
No, I'll go pick those up for you.
Yeah.
What's your next tune, buddy?
Skip over to mine.
You know, what's funny is we said this wouldn't go long, and then we've played two songs in 25 minutes.
Already going long. All
right. We talked for 12, and then we've talked for 13.
Play number
more.
7. Because this one goes right along. This is a band called the 77s off an album called 88.
I like hearing music I've never heard. Loving it.
Yeah.
You say you're sorry, I can't get over it. I said I forgive you, baby, I can't get over it. You say you learned from this mistake, I can't get over it. I should be giving you a break, I can't get it.
Oh, drums.
Put it behind us,
yeah.
That's nice.
That's what I was waiting for, the rest of the band to kick in.
That's nice.
This band is one of the few holdovers from high school.
Wow.
I just tricked you all into listening to a Christian rock song.
What?
Yeah. This guy's a
sounded
guy's a
great.
Mess. No, they're a great band, and this guy gets kicked off every label. All of his songs are about girls, and the last track on every album is a little more about God or something, and it's always like the story is always they rejected the album because there wasn't enough God stuff, so they had to write one more song.
Wow. And they throw it on the back end so people can not play that.
Yeah, but they're just a really good rock band, and I like them, and I like that song, and that song's just about a breakup.
That song kicks.
They're a dope fucking band. Kyle, you ever see a Christian rock band live?
Probably.
Striper.
I've seen some Christian metal bands live.
What?
Yeah.
Like POD?
No.
I can't remember. Petra?
I've probably seen
Petra. There's a blast from the past I haven't heard for a while.
Yeah, I don't know how old Kyle is. He's not this old.
I've seen Skillet.
He's 26.
It's a Christian metal band.
Mm-mm. That's just metal. That's like a metal pan.
Oh. Oh, we're gonna band.
My next song is from one of the best sounding live albums I've ever heard. Kyle, we're going to pull up. We're gonna bump Journey up to slot number 2. This is Journey at the height of their career. This is 1981, live in Houston. This was this concert was played on MTV, and they finally released it on CD. And the reason I picked this is because there's some stage patter before they sing the song Stone in Love. So let's listen to this.
Listen, now listen. I called Neil up the other day. I says, how you doing? He says, I never felt so good. I says, the other night I talked to you, you were feeling down in the dumps. What's your secret? He says, I found me a lady, and son, right now I am stone in love.
Neil was down in the dumps. Who says that?
Those crazy nights.
Cowbell.
I do remember in my youth.
That's a lot of cowbell.
I do remember.
Not enough.
Those were the best times. We still
wow.
I assume you're not a Journey fan.
No, Journey's great.
All right. I couldn't tell by the look in your face.
No, I was just digging it, and I was working up a bit.
Oh, okay.
About the cowbell.
Okay,
because that reminds me of that old Saturday Night Live sketch where Christopher Reeves keeps saying,
Christopher Walken.
Not enough cowbell.
Christopher Walken.
Yeah, but remember, he just kept saying, there's not enough cowbell.
But you said Christopher Reeves.
Christopher Reeves is like, there's not enough cowbell.
No, it's not Christopher Reeves. It's Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken is like, if there's any way you could play some more cowbell, please, that would be great.
Yeah, that's
there's
a great
not enough cowbell. The not enough cowbell sketch.
Yeah.
That's a great sketch.
So the bit you were working up was to tell us about a Saturday Night Live sketch.
Yeah, I was trying
to
remember.
But with Christopher Reeves.
Yes. Kyle was going to tweet all of this.
Christopher Walken. Yeah. It's Christopher Walken, Kyle.
I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what Jeff Tate's doing tonight. What's your next song, Jeff?
Yeah, let's get to it. Let's go with number... Ah, shit. I don't know. 18.
Oh, I love number fast shit.
No, go to number 20.
Okay.
I thought you only brought 16 songs. Now we're at number 20.
Well, apparently I brought 20.
Who's this?
Elvis.
I'm not a fan of Elvis.
No? There's a part right around here.
Well, I never not, been to you.
And it wraps back around.
But I kind of like the beat.
Like, I listen to this verse. Like, I love this song, the Three Dog Night version of the song.
So I hear it fall off, baby.
And then the first time I heard this, going into the next verse, I understood the appeal of Elvis Presley. Listen to it right here. He's down here. He's down here. Yeah, here it comes.
Well, I've never been to heaven, but I've been to Oklahoma. Well, they tell me I was born there.
Yeah, yeah. Just that right there.
Hey, I'm not saying that he's not good. I'm just saying it just doesn't grab me.
It wasn't until I heard that like register shift that I even that was like the moment I got it, when I got Elvis. I don't listen to a lot of Elvis, but I got it.
I'm gonna go off. Can I go off book a second? I got a email this week from a guy named Don Saw, SAW.
Yeah.
And he
does he know Don was?
I don't know. Oh yeah, I wonder if this is Don was trying to play a trick on me. Here's what he says. He's talking about our Christmas episode, and the subject was layoff. Yes.
Okay.
And he said, Pat and Company, first off, love the podcast. So right out of the gate, he's saying everything's cool.
Starts good.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Then he says, but, and then in all caps, layoff. Yes. And prog rock in general. First, in the Christmas episode, you introduce an ELP by saying, now here's some prog rock bullshit, which I say all the time.
Right.
I always say that. I
thought that was the genre title, prog rock bullshit.
That's what it says in the iTunes.
Well, and when you go to Amoeba, if you want to find a Yes album, you have to go to the prog rock bullshit section. And used, of course. They don't even make them new.
Well, and Don makes a point. He says that gives the uninitiated listener a negative impression before even hearing the music. And then nearly a week later, everyone in the room piles on and let's shit on Yes, which I don't think we do. I think April called it Wizard Rock.
Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds about right.
And then he put, I believe that everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but geez. So then we had some back and forth and we ironed it out. So I just want to let Don know that. Let anyone that's listening right now that whenever I call it prog rock bullshit, I say it with love because I'm a huge Asia. No one could be a bigger Asia fan than me. And who says that in 2016?
No, nobody.
I say it proudly.
You don't even really like Asia. You're okay with them being a band, and that's the biggest Asia fan in the world.
No. I have all their newest stuff. Omega, Phoenix.
You know how you should have responded Gravitas, to that, though?
What?
Because the subject was layoff, yes. Yeah. You should have responded, no.
Well, that would have been funny. And you know that I don't have a sense of humor. Whose turn is it? You just played a song.
A sense of humor?
Sense of humor.
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 No, don't.
Humor with a U.
Humor.
You say humor.
3:10 to humor.
Right.
Yep.
Did I just play one or did he?
I did. It was Elvis.
Oh, that's right.
And then you apparently were reading emails now.
Yeah, I went off book. Let's move up.
I got emails.
About the show? Sure. I hope not. Let's move up to the Eagles. because we talked about their documentary.
Yeah.
And this is when they got back together and they had the Hell Freezes Over album. The best thing about the Eagles getting back together
was the Hell Froze Over.
Is that Joe Walsh got clean. Because in the documentary, they tell him, we want you to do this, but you got to get cleaned up. And he totally got cleaned up, and he's been clean for over 20 years now. And
Joe Walsh is unbelievable in that documentary.
He's so good.
He's wearing Zuba pants and Marvin the Martian t-shirts. And
I've seen the Eagles twice, you know, in the past couple years. And man, when Joe Walsh comes out on stage, people love him. And you can see on Glenn Frey's face how angry he is that how much people love Joe Walsh.
Glenn Frey is a crazy person.
He's a fucking dick, right? He's a
That scene in the documentary where he goes, I told him, we'll get back together, but me and Don make more money.
Yeah.
We're
flat out.
Yeah. It's like that's not something you should say with glee.
No.
Like, you notice Don Henley's not saying that.
No. But Glenn Frey, it's like he really thinks that they're Lennon and McCartney.
Well, he really thinks that on that fucking Miami Vice show.
Yeah.
And by the way, one episode.
I love the Eagles. I'm sorry. I love Eagles.
They're not the Eagles?
No, that's in the documentary.
Idiots. Those fucking idiots.
This is a Joe Walsh tune, though. This is from Hell Freezes Over live. This is In the City. Joe Walsh. That's a dream guest of mine. I'd love to get him on this show.
Joe Walsh, if you're listening, Batman PFD.
I know.
Come on, AOL.com.
Send me an email. RockSolidPodcast@gmail.com. Also, I'll send him an
email. He might read it on the show.
Yeah. Hey, this is Joe. No.
What's going on?
I'm not doing your podcast bullshit.
Yeah, I don't want to do your
podcast.
I'll
only do it if we could talk about Yes songs. Joe Walsh is cool. When you saw him live, did they get to play any of their other stuff?
You mean their solo songs?
Yeah, did he play?
Joe Walsh played. He played like Funk 49. He played Rocky Mountain Way. He played Walk Away. He played.
So James Gang and solo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He made the cut.
He played a lot of.
Did he play the Maserati? Does 185? Lost my license. Now I can't drive. Why are you driving?
Life's been good. Yeah, he did do that too.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm amazed that they let him have that much. They must secretly, behind closed doors, they know we got to keep Joe. People really won't like it if we don't have Joe here.
But when you watch that documentary, it feels like Joe doesn't know that.
He doesn't.
Like, because Don Felder was like, fuck this. I need the same money. And Joe Walsh was like, hey, I'm still in this band.
Yeah. I saw an interview.
Can you believe it?
I saw an interview with Joe.
They gave me a Gossamer t-shirt.
I saw an interview with Joe Walsh once, and they were talking about guitar playing. He goes, yeah, people come up to me and they go, you're such an amazing guitar player. He goes, I still think I'm no good. So I guess that's what keeps him.
If I ever die in a one car crash,
yeah,
it'll be because I was air drumming to Funk 49.
That's a great
and
tune.
And lost control.
Love it. What's your next song?
Oh, shit. It was my turn.
It is now.
Just keep playing In the City. Play number 9.
The original version of In the City appeared on the Warriors soundtrack.
Really?
It's a Joe Walsh solo song.
Hey,
and he brought it to the Eagles, and they recorded it for the Long Run album.
Interesting. Ran away from the cops while they're trying to reload. He beat them up to Eastland Street on feet.
Now it's probably reloaded and running down my street. I better turn my house. See what I'm doing over here? I'm playing air bass.
Yeah, you're doing something.
Who's this?
This is Todd Snyder. and the song's called The Devil You Know.
You like a lot of country-tinged music.
Yeah, yeah. It's just rock and roll, but yeah. This guy's from Portland, but he lives in East Nashville, according to his songs.
That's a good tune.
Yeah, I dig it. I think he's great. And he does banter. He tells some of the best stories. On stage.
About pussy.
No. Jesus, Pat. No, he's like, I watch him and he's depressing. Like, I get depressed because he's an amazing songwriter and the songs are great. And then when he tells stories, it's hilarious.
Oh, so you're saying you're depressed because this guy's a...
This guy's a better... Like, this guy's a great comedian and he's not even a comedian.
That does suck when people are a little bit too talented.
Yeah, but at least he doesn't think he's a comedian.
Well, that's
isn't that fucking John Mayer taking spots at the store?
Is that true?
Not anymore.
John Mayer used to go up and do comedy at the Comedy Store?
Yeah, he used to go up in L.A. and New York. Like, he flirted with the idea of being a comedian.
That couldn't have been good.
No, and then he said the N-word in a Rolling Stone magazine interview.
Oh, good for you, John. Is that the one where you're shirtless on the cover?
Probably.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, narrow it down.
Douchebag of the Year issue, right?
He's one of those guys where it's like, man, you're not a bad guitar player, so just only do that.
All his songs stop are talking. Jokes.
He has that song called Daughters. I have daughters, and I hate that song.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, and I hate them. No.
I like that song more than I like my daughters. Nope.
Nope, the other way. Let's play this song by The Police. This is before The Police let Sting have free reign and pussing him out. This is from 1979. This is... Truth Hits Everybody. Listen to this.
I just got done having sex for the past 36 hours. We got to do this at 1/8 time.
Sting has...
What? I don't understand
Sting,
it.
Oh. Sting has tantric sex.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
What does 1/8 time mean? Faster?
I don't know what that means.
I think it's slower, I think. Like an eighth of the speed.
You think that song was slower than the original
version?
No,
he's saying...
Like when they do stuff now, does he play...
He slows everything down a little bit. Truth hits everyone.
I'm dumb, so I just didn't. That's a good bit, and I fucked it up.
Truth
that's
hits okay.
Don't blame yourself.
What's your song?
Oh, hold up. Hold it up, Kyle.
This is something that Kyle normally doesn't do, hold the laptop up in the air like it's a billboard.
Yeah? No, I'm dumb. Like, I didn't even... 18.
This is kind of a willy-nilly Jeff Tate tonight. Just wait,
yeah, well,
whatever,
see,
man.
I didn't know. Like, I thought it was just going to play him straight on down the line.
Whatever,
and,
man. Whatever happens, happens. It's not my show.
No, like, I thought he was going to play him straight down the line. I didn't know we were picking, and now that we're picking, I've gone out of order already. And
you don't have to go out of order. Why are you going out of order?
You could have played straight down the line.
You could have gone straight down the line.
He just dragged it in a different order than you had it on your thing.
Okay, just delete the ones we've already played. And that way it'll make it easier for me next time.
Okay.
Help the man, Kyle.
This one is The Road Goes On Forever by Robert Earl Keane. This one is country.
Down Main Street at midnight, a brand new bag of six, a fresh wine from her lips, a beer between her legs. She'd ride down to the river, and me and all her friends, the road goes on forever, and the party never ends. Older than the rest, he was going in the Navy. He couldn't pass the test, so he hung around town. He sold a little pot. The law got went sunny. One day he got caught, but he was back in business. They set him free again. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends.
This is a Robert Earl. It's a story song about
story
Sonny and Sherry. and it is I love it. It's great. Toby Keith ripped it off with a song called Bullets in the Gun.
I don't like Toby Keith.
Yeah, fuck Toby Keith. And then right after that song came out, Robert Earl came in another song called The Road Goes On that was a diss track of Toby Keith.
They almost had an East Coast, West Coast thing going.
It's more like Texas, Oklahoma, which they already have beef, but
North, South, South, South.
Robert Earl Keane's from Texas and Toby Keith is from fucking Tulsa or something.
Yeah, I don't like the attitude sometimes it's from country singers.
You should hear that song, The Road Goes On, because you will love it, because it's about Toby Keith and about how he's got a shitty attitude and you wave that flag, yeah. Right or wrong.
Why is he so cranky, Toby Keith?
Toby Keith? I don't know. He's a war profiteer.
He's rich.
Well, he's a conservative.
Doing what he wants to do.
Is he? All those restaurants are closing.
I didn't even know he had restaurants.
Toby Keith, I love this bar and grill.
Did he have the Roasters? Was that him, Toby Keith?
No, that's Kenny Rogers.
Oh, that's Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers
had
the Roasters. All right. That's a better restaurant than the Toby. The Toby Keith restaurant would advertise, like when you would walk in, it would have a big sign up to say, veterans eat for free. And then like real small letters, it was like hamburger.
Wow.
Like it was like at the bottom, like veterans eat for free. And then, but if you want to eat for free as a veteran, you can get a hamburger, not a cheeseburger, a hamburger.
Wow.
You had to drink out of a red Solo cup.
Well, yeah, that's all they have. Everyone drinks out of those there.
I can't believe that.
We just give you an old beer can and pour whatever you want in it.
What if it said in small letters instead of hamburger? Is it spam?
Spam burger.
We give you an MRE. Is that what it is?
Anyway, they've all been sued.
We all laughed, so just let it go.
Yeah, MRE is meals ready. You add water
Come
to
on,
it.
We all laughed, guy. Let it fly.
If the joke lands, you don't have to go back to it and be like, did that work?
I didn't know.
Don't go, guys, did you get
you
that?
Like you didn't know what it was, and you were just laughing.
Yeah,
to be
I just
light.
Laugh. Because
But of course he doesn't know what it is.
No, I have no idea.
You know him. He's an idiot.
Yeah, I don't know what
That's
you're talking
thing.
About.
That's his website. Yeah. PatFrancisIsAnIdiot.com.
Yeah. You know the part I play.
It's Micro Center. It's like CompuServe, ComputerMall.com / Pat Francis is some kind of idiot.
GeoCities.
That prog rock bullshit.
I use tiny URL a lot because because of that.
What's tiny URL?
That's when if you want to tweet like a website or web page or something and it's like gigantic, it's like long, it's like 1,000 characters, you can put it in tiny URL and it'll make like a 26 character thing it'll fit in your Twitter.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Right?
Is that
Did
where
I explain
you get like
that
a
right?
bit.ly
yeah.
thing?
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's hear some ladies live. This is a band called Heart. They played this song live at the Kennedy Center Honors when Led Zeppelin was being honored. And then they released this song on iTunes like a week later because everyone was going crazy for their version. And this is Stairway to Heaven by Heart. Jason Bonham is on drums. Think of that.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that brought a tear. I'm pretty sure that Robert Plant was crying up in the
because he can't do that anymore.
No,
he can't sing like that anymore. No. And
that happens sometimes.
But Jimmy Page is dying to fucking play those songs.
He wants
man.
To play them so bad.
And Robert Plant should just let him tour with Heart and do those songs.
Yeah, why doesn't he?
Like they did that thing with the Black Crowes, and it's like, yeah, well, that was nice. But
get
that,
someone who can sing the songs.
Yeah, just, and like to flip it like that is like the one way you could do it where it doesn't seem
cheesy. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like when you got Paul Rodgers doing those Queen songs or whatever, like to flip it and just be like, no, fuck it. Heart's going to do all those songs.
And you know what? Heart would do it because they love Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. And they could do some of their own songs too.
Yeah, exactly. And he and
I mean, not a lot. Keep it to 4 or 5. But
I think you are onto something.
That would be amazing.
How if you?
I would rather see that than this fucking rumored GNR reunion.
Oh, bullshit. Let me tell you, how would you like? How would someone put the? Who would you have to be in order to present that to these people and actually get that into action?
Cameron Crowe.
Cameron Crowe would have to get these people together.
Well, he would have to look to his left and say to his wife,
"No, they're not married.
They're not married anymore."
Nope.
Well, then he's not going to be able to do it. Then
no.
Whoever
they have kids together, so he probably still has
get one of those kids.
You whisper it to one of the kids.
It'd be like telephone.
Bring it up naturally.
And the next thing you know, Hart and Patty Page are on tour.
God, then they're just playing Dread Zeppelin songs.
What's your next tune, Kyle? Hold the thing up for him.
No, I got it.
I moved all your other ones down to the bottom. So
dope. All right, do number 10.
Did you turn the monitor on all the tracks like we did before?
Yes, except for the music, because it was giving me like a warning every time we played something.
I like that you do that. I like that you're paying attention.
Top End and Heartbreakers, My Life, Your World.
From what album?
Live Anthology.
5-CD box set, all live.
Yeah.
His generation never even got a name. Oh, yeah. Well, the mama was a rockaway back in 53. Buys some old records at the salon.
That song's got swing.
And that's from Let Me Up, I've Had Enough, originally.
Yeah. It's
which is still one that I'm a little shaky on.
No, you just got to go back. You just got to go back and listen to it track by track because it'll grow on you.
Right. Out of 10, what would you give that album, Let Me Up?
Let Me Up, I've Had Enough? I'd probably give it a 10 now. Yeah. It's.
I see your Tom Petty live song with my Tom Petty live song.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a cover. It's so great. Take it down, Kyle. Take it down.
Yeah. Do you have a Spotify on your computer?
I can acquire songs. What's up?
No, it has to be off Spotify. Because for some reason,
Spotify on
for some reason, and I don't know why, it's only on Spotify.
Okay.
The Heartbreakers released 4 songs from their the 2014 tour.
Why is it only on Spotify?
I don't know, but it's that tour, the Rarities tour.
Yeah.
And so there's 4 songs. There's like a 4-song EP on Spotify where they do So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star, because they were opening the show with that again, but no horns. Tweeter and the Monkey Man.
Those two guys are hard up for cash.
Tweeter and the Monkey Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They're in. Well, one of them's dead, I think. One of them doesn't make it through the song.
Tweeter or the Monkey Man?
I can never remember, man. It's a Bob Dylan fever dream.
Yeah, that's a Wilbury song.
That must be your favorite. Wilbury song, because it's got 40 Bruce Springsteen references in it.
I know, it does.
Highway 99, House on the Hill or whatever.
What's the thing called?
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Yeah, but what's the album?
I don't know. Live 2014
He's
or whatever.
He's making that up. He's making all
No, because I just listened to it on Spotify, but it's...
I believe it's there, but I think you're making the title up.
Yeah, no, I was making the title up for sure. I was guessing.
It's Tom Petty live EP, double-sided.
Well, understand that I started that sentence with, I don't know. Like, I made it very clear, I don't know.
That is true. Is it
Willin? The Willin, which is on my list, but a different band. And I'm Not Your Stepping Stone, the Monkees song.
I'm looking on iTunes, too, just to see if it... I know.
No, I looked on iTunes, believe me. I would be playing it on my phone right now. I would have picked all four of those songs, and that would be it. I don't know. Maybe they what?
Live 2013.
Yeah.
Tweeter and the Monkey.
Tweeter.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, Live 2013.
Okay, you were close. So what are you gonna play? Which one?
Yeah, which one? Here are all four.
Oh, I'm Not Your Stepping Stone. That's pretty rad that they do a monkey song.
Let's hear that.
Okay.
They put a little life into it.
I like that song. I'll do for you, not tonight, but when I have a chance, I will play these four songs through the board. I'll record them and then I'll break them up and make MP3s for you.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That'd be a really cool tattoo. That
I was actually just thinking that. I was looking at that and I was like, I'm gonna get that.
Because I knew you kind of already have that, but that's a little more.
No, I have that.
Oh yeah, that's cool with the little.
Really cool.
Yeah, they got like a lightning.
It's like a lightning bolt. Yeah. I'm thinking about getting that one, and then like the original. That's like because this is the one that I have is like the mid range, like the early 2000s. But then that is fucking dope.
Are you going to get the really rest cool of the it. Appetite for Destruction album? Because I know you have Slash.
I am going to punch you in the dick. That Fatso Axel is finally like
Fatso Axel. He's Fatso Rose.
Fatso Rose. Has a band ever just not had good timing like Axel Rose?
I know.
Like 10 years ago, you would have sold out everything and still actually been good. But now it's like people will still go see it, but it's only because I'm
trying to think when I saw them. I saw them about 10 years ago, and they fucking came on at midnight.
You saw Guns N' Roses. No, you couldn't have seen them. Guns N' Roses broke up in 92.
No. I saw the with Buckethead,
Axel, and Switchfoot. And,
yeah,
Buckethead sucks.
Yeah, and all that. Yeah, I saw that lineup.
I don't need to see a pile of trash playing guitar.
They were on at fucking midnight. I mean, literally, I was exhausted. I mean, it was crazy. I don't know why they go on at midnight. It's not good.
Yeah, Axel's got to be like 50 now. Like, why isn't he tired?
I know, yeah, Fatso Rose.
Fatso Rose has got to be exhausted. His blood sugar's low
high. He's one of Casper's uncles. Fatso Rose.
Who's Casper?
The friendly ghost.
The friendly ghost.
The friendliest ghost you know.
Oh, I get it.
I want to play a song by an artist that I'm trying to get on the show.
Yeah?
Okay.
This guy has... it's like Cheap Trick at Budokan is like one of the people... When you talk about live albums, people go, oh, yeah, Cheap Trick at Budokan. And this guy... has a live album. This guy's album actually comes alive.
Oh, great.
This is Frampton Comes Alive, trying to get Peter Frampton on the show.
He lives in Cincinnati.
I know. He's going to be out here doing some shows, doing some solo acoustic shows. So I'm trying to get him. So let's see what happens when Frampton's in town. But this is this song still sounds as good to me as when I originally heard it when I was 12 years old, 1976. Let me hear a little bit of Show Me the Way. That they put in their mouth.
A vocalizer? Is that what it is?
All right.
I thought this song was so cool.
Yeah.
Until I saw him doing it live, and I realized it was just blowing into a bag. That was so disappointing.
Is it a talk box? Is that what they call it? A talk box?
That's a television.
I think he's squeezing a cat.
No, that's a boob tube, Jeff.
Oh, television. It's a radio. Boob talk tube. Box is the radio. The stars about to be shining, but all I believe all of love, oh, oh, to
Talkbox.
Talkbox. Yeah.
Songs goddamn on right. The early of Frampton's earliest to feature a Talkbox.
Yeah. Fucking A right. Talkbox.
I thought it was a cat.
No, you're thinking of Squawkbox.
What's that? Squeezebox.
Squeezebox is tits.
Mama's got a squeezebox. Daddy doesn't sleep at night. Is that what that
she
is?
She wears it on her chest, though. I think that's an accordion, but I think they're trying to do some innuendo in that.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't care for innuendo.
What's your next song?
Oh, it's... okay, this is from Bob Dylan, bootleg number 4.
Okay.
It's an official release.
Yes, it is.
Live, Royal Albert Hall, 66.
Okay.
Where the first half of the show was acoustic, and the second half was electric. And people were not on board yet. So
how do people get up in arms because the guy plugs in?
I don't know, man. It was 1966. People were freaking out.
Okay,
like, so it was just scary.
Are we going to hear people not enjoy the?
Yeah. We're gonna. This is gonna start with some banter
from Dylan.
Sort of.
Yeah. Plug in.
No. The crowd turns on him.
Okay, let's listen. I won't talk.
Well. You can hear they're restless.
Yeah.
Judas.
Judas. Because he plugged in?
Yeah. They're not happy.
I believe you.
Listen right here.
He says to the band.
Yeah, you can kind of like, you can tell that he's like turned his back on the mic.
Yeah.
But he says to the band, play fucking loud. And then this is the band behind him. But
you mean the band?
The band, yeah. Levon's not playing drums. It's Mickey Jones. And Mickey Jones just fucking cracks down on that snare drum like a rifle. And they play this, they just fucking set the place on fire. Mickey Jones was in Justified. He's an actor.
Wow.
You watch Justified?
You know what? Justified's a show where we watched like the first 6 episodes of season 1 and we loved it. And then we got off track and we never got back on.
Dumb.
Not because we didn't like it.
He was in that. He played a fella named Hot Rod, a weed dealer from Memphis.
Spoilers.
Eh, whatever.
Oh, yeah. I remember him.
Yeah, so, he was the drummer on that.
This is 1968?
66.
66.
Yeah, I don't think Dylan did anything in 68. That was after the motorcycle accident.
Hey, look, this isn't an all Dylan show.
No.
I'm just asking a question.
I picked a bunch of songs that I don't know anything about, and then you said something I did know something about, so I wanted to say it.
Here's my favorite character. Just keep talking.
Yeah?
Why are you yelling at me? The guy that's not getting yelled at.
Almost better than that, I like the person who yells at, like, about something stupid.
Yeah.
Like the... When my friend,
are you having Brandon, a stroke?
Yes.
Yeah. What's going on, Kyle?
When my friend Brandon was in town, we went to like Walgreens, and I was like buying a soda or something,
yeah.
And I swiped my card, and they're like, "Oh, could you swipe it again?" And there's like a big line. There's a lot of people, and just to like make him laugh, yeah. I just went, "God damn it!" Like real loud, and everyone looked.
That's a good bit. I like that bit. That's a good bit. I'm gonna be doing that all weekend in San Francisco.
Yeah, you're just going to snake his bit.
Yep.
Your snake
I already,
bit.
I already tweeted it.
Oh, you tweeted like in all caps? God damn it.
Banter.
God damn it.
I actually retweeted someone just saying something normal, Jesus. But put above it.
You God quote damn tweeted. Damn it. You quoted.
Quote. Yeah.
Quote tweeted.
QT.
Yeah, Walgreens tweeted. Walgreens tweeted out, you're going to need to swipe that card again. And you quote tweeted that with, God damn it, all caps.
Do you follow Walgreens? Because really funny.
I don't follow Walgreens.
They're really funny. You know who else is really funny? Clorox.
Clorox?
They have some good zingers.
They say some racist stuff.
People tell me...
Clorox, whites only. That's their bio. That's all it says.
People always quote this as one of the best live albums, too. What I do is when you guys are having fun, I just stop it with some stuff. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, Live Bullet. People always say that's one of the best live albums.
Live Bullet, yeah.
It's a pretty good live album.
People say that, yeah. I don't even, like, I fucked up and didn't put any Seger on my list, but, like, I like Nine Tonight better.
I like Nine Tonight, too, actually.
Like, it's not even my favorite Seger live album.
It's got more of the hits.
Like, but Live Bullet is great.
Well, let's hear Ramblin' Gamblin' Man, then, from...
Yeah.
I want to say something. One of the lines of this song is very, very important for guys who are trying to meet girls.
Yeah.
He says, I ain't good looking, but I ain't shy. I'm not afraid to look a girl in the eye. That's, guys, that's half the battle.
Right.
A lot of people say.
The other half is knowing.
Now you have the whole battle.
Yeah. The whole battle is done.
The whole battle is done.
But yeah, that's how any girl that I've ever dated, I always felt any girl that I ever dated was above my pay grade or whatever you would call it. Every single girl.
Yeah, of course.
But I was like, well.
Every single girl.
What? Yeah.
Five.
Yeah. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to.
You were punching above your weight, metaphorically.
Yeah. And just go talk to some ladies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Right?
And good looking, but I ain't shy.
Yeah. Not afraid to look a girl in the eye. You dating anyone right now?
No.
No.
Single. No, I'm actually
sleeping around. You bang around on the road?
No.
You can't travel with another young lady and then be banging around. She won't have respect for you.
I don't like that anyway. Like I've done it before, but I never feel great about it.
Yeah.
It's always this is the first time I've ever understood that, like, well, I just probably should be single for a little while.
Gotcha.
I'm going to therapy, reading a lot of books.
Doing some me time.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't think about it like that, but I got to fix my brain.
So you're reading some books. What are you reading? Harry Potter?
No.
No?
No, I got some books about, I got that, you know, the famous book, Codependent No More. Carry it around. I've never read it.
Just carry it around just in case?
Sit on the table at Starbucks. If people go like,
that's a good way to meet girls.
Yeah.
Well, I want them to see it too. And then think that I'm doing the work to get better. And then that way I can feel better about myself.
You must be so sensitive.
Do you feel, when you were here last night, time when you were a raging mess, you seem more calm.
I don't remember.
I'm not trying to
He's
insult
so
you
or petty right now.
I'm not trying to insult you or compliment you.
It was last night.
Your demeanor's different.
Yeah,
it's not better or worse.
No, I would say that I am calmer. Like I am more. Stop yelling at me.
God damn it, Jeff.
Yeah, I don't. I feel like I'm in a better spot.
All right, good.
Yeah, I've done a lot of work this year. All right, I understand cool. what I'm going for.
I guess what I'm trying to say. You lost some of the funny.
Yeah. No, I know.
No, I'm kidding.
But I don't know. I don't know enough about any of these songs to riff. I know a lot about Tom Petty songs, like a riff.
I get you. No, you're doing fine. I want to hear what you're... Hold it up for him, Kyle. He can't see.
No, it's not my turn. Oh, yeah.
It is your turn. I just played Ramblin' Gamblin' Man. We gave guys a talking to about how to meet ladies.
Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah. We learned them. Play number 8.
Where do you see the picture that we took earlier? We had someone take our picture.
It was Murray.
It's like a,
ooh, this is not authorized.
It's like a beard starter kit.
Oh no. Oh, I gotta type in my password.
It's the 3 steps of growing a beard. There's me.
You just type one letter and it was like
Kyle,
that's it.
And then Jeff with us.
That's wild that's not authorized. I had no idea that would happen.
Is it a song that I would have?
Nope. It was successful.
Oh.
Hey, dope.
Look at that.
This song is...
Is that your password, dope?
Nope. My password, nope. I'm not going to say it.
Don't do it.
Yeah. You almost tricked me.
No, this is Lilac.
I'm not saying I did trick you or that I didn't.
It's Tom Petty 1.
This one, nope.
10. It would be Tom Petty 10.
Oh, Tom Petty 10, sorry.
Okay, what's this song? Ramp it up. Cue it up.
This is one of the better live albums, I think, that people... It came out mid to late 90s. I was not particularly aware of this band until that happened.
Kiss Alive 4?
No. The Dance. Oh. Fleetwood Mac, The Dance.
1997.
Yeah. And that, it just blew me away.
It's a great album.
Yeah. And this song is called I'm So Afraid.
I was driving in the car today and I actually thought to myself, I didn't put anything from The Dance on here. And I'm not kidding.
Yeah?
Yeah. Let's hear it. Amazing guitar player, Lindsey Buckingham.
Yeah. Wrote Holiday Road.
Yep. Great tune. Killer tune.
Yeah, I just...
Kicks ass.
Yeah, I just fell in love with Lindsey Buckingham and the guitar and all that stuff from that, The Dance.
I just... what other Lindsey Buckingham thing just happened? Was it today or was it... It was today. I just bought Lindsey Buckingham's... I was at a used CD store and his first album was there on CD and I picked it up for $3.99.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you opened it up and inside it said, property of Pat Francis.
What? I traded it in 20 years ago.
Has that ever happened to you?
No.
You've lived in the same neighborhood for a long time. Yeah. I assume that at some point.
They do pick up the trash.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Do you label your CDs?
No.
Well, that's why you haven't done that yet.
With my DNA, I do. Like, I touch and rub them all over myself.
Anyway, that song, I was, one time I was.
The song's called So Afraid, or is it just
I'm
Afraid?
I'm So Afraid.
I'm So Afraid.
I had a bunch of acid one night.
Oh, sorry, Kyle. Are we boring you? Kyle with the big yawn?
A long time ago. Well, he's been up all day.
Don't yawn on stage with Sammy Hagar.
Do you still write jokes for America's Funniest Home Videos?
No, I've never written jokes for them.
He works in the digital media department. He looks for clips.
Yeah?
Yeah. Good. No, I don't. Good job for remembering
that. You don't look for clips?
I people send those in, right?
Those aren't from YouTube.
Have already been approved.
Okay.
And I make stuff for our YouTube and Facebook.
Let me tell you what he does. He picks up lunch. He's in charge of getting lunch every day.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I hate Alfonso Ribeiro on that show so much.
Oh, no.
Bergeron was the best. Was he the host?
He was.
Yeah,
that's
he
the
was.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I got the guy's name right. Like, that guy was great.
Yeah.
And Alfonso's not good? Don't say, no, Kyle. You don't want to lose your job.
I don't like that they went with...
Kyle's nodding yes.
He's fine for the show.
Yeah. But it changed what the show was. It was a host and the clips. Like, the show is the clips, and Alfonso Ribeiro seems to make it more, like...
About
him? Not making it about him, but, like, Bergeron was okay with it's just the clips. He's a host. Yeah. And Ribeiro hosted that terrible...
He's a Broadway actor. He's a sitcom actor. He
hosted that game show on Game Show Network that was like Blackjack or something. Mm-hmm. It was straight up an awful game.
Wow.
Game show. Like who? Blackjack is not interesting.
Nope.
Oh, 18.
Catch 21.
Yeah, Catch 21. Yeah, it was real.
What if I double down? Then is it more interesting?
I don't know. Should I split them? Who cares? Like, who gives a shit? There's no strategy.
I would like you to host a blackjack game. That'd be great.
Hey, yeah, I don't know. Stay hit. Who gives a shit?
Look, yeah,
let's
yeah.
move on.
If you were hosting a blackjack show, I'm not saying you would be good. I'm also not saying you would be bad.
I would be entertaining.
Jeff Tate Blackjack Hour.
I would understand that.
It's a half an hour.
But it feels like an hour. It's called the hour. I would understand that I would have to be the entertaining part of that show.
Yeah.
And because Blackjack is not entertaining.
What if we had nudie girls on the cards? And I do this. I go, ooh, nudie.
So this you're is doing a little jazz hands there.
Yeah, jazz
so
hands.
You're talking pay cable. Yeah. This is going to be on pay cable.
Yeah, sure, man.
No, I still don't think that that would help.
Hustler Network.
No. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. If it's
what
on
if
the
they lost
network.
You lit their cards on
you
fire?
You would. Hustler calls you up and says, you want to host Blackjack Show on our network? You turn it down?
Yeah, I'm not working for them.
Why not?
I don't know.
Their money spends.
Yeah, but I don't want to. Like, I don't want...
You don't want to make it rain hundreds?
I don't do shows in casinos, man.
Like, how about win Larry like, Flint's money? What about that
You don't
show?
Want Larry Flint's money?
I don't want to... Here's the thing.
What about Guccione?
No, here's the thing. He comes at you.
What if Larry Flint was on the Jokers?
Like, I wouldn't want those people to... The people that would watch that show and have the Hustler Network...
You don't want them to be
I don't want
fans.
Them coming to the shows. I don't want, like...
That's man, not I love you on the Hustler Show.
Bang, that's bang. What they, that's what like, thanks, calling. Toby Keith.
They wouldn't know what your show was called either. They just go, I love you on the Hustler Show.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for being the 1 hour a day where I can stop jacking. And I can learn to count.
When NASCAR's not on and I don't want to jack off anymore, I turn on to the Hustler Network.
First of all, you don't know that they're not jacking off to that show.
Well, I hope.
Here are nudie girls on the cards.
Here comes Tate.
Oh, man. If you can watch people play blackjack with nudie cards and jack to that, then...
I liked when you played with those cards that had all the Osama bin Ladens on them.
Yeah, we should. I would do that.
Barack Obama ruined Blackjack.
There's not even. Well, yeah, because of Barack Obama, it's not like you have to get 26 now. It's not 21 anymore.
Let's play a song.
There isn't a Hustler Network, is there?
I don't know.
Okay. We don't know.
The rumor on this album, this is an album called Live Evil. Get it? Live spelled backwards is evil.
Uh huh.
This is Black Sabbath. This is Ronnie James Dio. Version of Black Sabbath. Rumor has it on this album that Dio snuck in and turned his vocals up. That's what people say.
Oh yeah, when it was released,
there was a little fighting because they thought Dio snuck into the mixing room, turned his vocals.
Who? Why would he have to sneak in?
I don't know.
Who's fighting?
He walks in like brandishing a cape and is like, "Hello, I'm here to turn my vocals up."
I think Tony and Geezer were starting not to get along with.
But why would they be mad about that? Like, does it sound good?
I don't know. Let's find out. This is Neon Knights. Rock and peace, Ronnie James Dio.
I can tell you that if he did that, he should have
turned him up a little more. Yeah,
that seems.
Maybe it was the other way. Maybe Dio was bummed because maybe they turned up everything else and put his. It's one way or the other. I'm not saying it was this way. I'm not saying it was that way.
Well, it's probably the other way.
Dio snuck in and turned up the drums
because the vocals.
Because he really didn't know how to use the mixing board.
Yeah, the vocals are not in the front of like
not
they're not where they're supposed to be.
No, they need to be.
It's still pretty rad though.
Yeah. I like Ronnie James Dio in Sabbath.
Yeah, Dio's great.
Yeah.
I liked him in Rainbow and whatever, like Solo. And
I liked him in the Tenacious D movie.
All right. All right, kid. Play number 6.
We got 11 minutes, and we got 11 minutes left.
Perfect.
We might not even have a play-out song. At 90 minutes, this show just might cut off.
Again.
And so then... Done.
Just like that. So people, be warned, people. Look, I'm warning you right now. At 90 minutes, the show's ending. Well, there might not be a play out song, but Jeff, go ahead, play a song right now. Hey, baby, don't it feel like- So good.
Same album. This one's already been played. The album.
Pack Up the Plantation. This album needs to be remastered and expanded to the full length of the concert.
Yeah, yeah. The LP, the CD dropped a couple tracks from the double LP.
Yep.
Is the hardest part. Every day you see one more card. You take it on faith, you take it to the heart. The waiting is the hardest part.
I'm never going to tell you to stop playing it, so if you want to, you got to do it yourself.
Yeah, songs that were dropped were Don't Do Me Like That and Don't Come Around Here No More. Also, A Little Bit of Soul and Route 66. Come on, people.
A Little Bit of Soul, I have that. I found it.
Well, you're sneaky.
Yeah.
You're a sneaky dude.
But Route 66, no, I've never heard that. No. And I'm curious what Don't Come Around Here No More sounds like in that, you know, with those horns and stuff.
You can find it on YouTube. I'm sure someone has taken the vinyl and transcoded it.
I don't know if that was on the vinyl.
I don't even know if that's on the vinyl. No.
I think from the original shell.
Oh. If someone has the VHS of Pack of the Plantation, that would be email me, jefftate77@gmail.com.
There you go. VHS of Pack of the Plantation.
And also if you have Take the Highway from 91.
What if they got $100? They also email you and get $100 from someone?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, if you just want to send me $100 too. That,
also, if the Hustler Network's looking for a host of a blackjack show, also contact Jeff Tate.
Mm-hmm. I'll put you in touch with some
Why are you watching America's Funniest Home Videos?
Yeah, you're a grown gentleman.
That show's hilarious. I'll be honest with you. I watch it with the sound down a little, like more you know, now than I did before.
Yeah.
But the show's funny. It's a curated YouTube rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Where they edit out all the extra shit.
Yeah.
Also, what do you do with the aftermath of those clips? I'm very curious. There should be another show.
What do you mean the aftermath?
Well, anytime an old lady falls off a swing set, there's aftermath to that video. But you guys always cut away to right after she hits the ground, and then you cut away to another person falling.
Usually it's like the camera like kind of shaking and then it goes to the ground.
Because someone's going to help her up.
Or a lot of times when they would send them in, they would send it on like their VHS, and then like back in the day, the editors would cut just that like 40 seconds and then put all of those on one tape. So a lot of times it's just like the tail of another clip, that 40 seconds, and then she falls and then it's over, and then it's like a dog doing something. So it's like,
man, there should be you should collect all the aftermath clips and sell that show to True TV.
What if it just kept going on, like the old lady falls off the swing and then the dog runs in and starts humping her, and then a tree falls and knocks the dog out? All kinds of crazy shit.
It could be one of those. It could be like, if there's like one big video at the end where all the videos come together.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Just like that. There's that thing on YouTube where someone took like action movies and edited all these. Did you ever watch that? It's 10 minutes long.
Yeah, there's
like the Terminator walks in and he's at the Scarface bar and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. There's another one where there's like a sci-fi bar like that.
Who does that? Who puts those together?
Someone with way too much time.
Man, a lot of talented though, but lots of time.
Good editors.
Yeah. Same
guy. We got a hard out at 90 minutes, so.
We do. Okay. This is one of my favorite live tracks of all time. This is The Who from the album The Kids Are All Right. This is Baba O'Reilly. It doesn't get better than this.
I know someone was murdered.
Look at that bass.
That opening drum fill seemed a little scattered.
No, it's Keith Moon's nuts.
I'm here in the fields.
Adultery is gorgeous.
To fight.
shout out to Frank Beernut.
We'll wait till they say Bob O'Reilly.
Oh, they never say Bob O'Reilly.
No, I knew that.
Did the show end? Was that 90?
Yeah.
We literally have 5 minutes left. So, Jeff, what do you got?
Should I play another song?
Yeah, play another song. Okay. Or promote, whatever you want to do.
No, let's play...
Talk about the Lord.
Can you play track 7, but jump ahead to 2 minutes in?
This one?
Yeah.
Okay, do it. Because at 90 minutes, boom, cutting it off.
Two minutes in. This song is called Army by Ben Folds.
Ben Folds 5?
Yeah. But he gets the crowd to do the...
Someone didn't bring out any instruments and they just made the whole crowd like
that'd be cool.
That would be awesome if they could do it.
That's like a Beck thing,
because that's like my favorite. Like, I like that when they do that. And Ben Folds is like the only band I've seen, or the only guy I've seen, that gets the crowd to do like the solo. Like, people always sing like Gloria, yeah, sure, or whatever, but he got him to do the like the horns.
That's like, you know, that's when Neil Diamond sings Sweet Caroline, people go, bah, 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 but I hate that.
But that's not even in the song.
I know.
Like, that was just the thing that those stupid fucking Red Sox fans started doing. And now everybody does
it. I hate it. It ruins the song for me.
It ruins bars. Like, it ruins everything.
This is from 1996. This is called, this is the Kinks. They have a studio where they would record in London. It's called Conk Studio. So they just gathered like some friends and family and fans, and they did a live concert in there. And this is from 1996. It's the last official Kinks release. And this is the classic, You Really Got Me.
So that's whatever band this is doing a Van Halen song?
No, this is the Kinks. They wrote the song.
They wrote the song for Van Halen?
No. Van Halen stole that song. Real quick, apologies to Simon and Garfunkel, The Pretenders, Rick Springfield, and Kiss.
And I would like to apologize to the 5 Tom Petty songs I didn't get to.
You can play one more.
Nah, it's okay. Yeah, we're almost at 90, and I just want to say... I got a website, justanotherclown.com, and also speakersilence.org is a company, an organization that I like to promote.
And what do they do?
It's a nonprofit organization that provides pro bono counseling to the adult survivors of child sex abuse. So if you need somebody to talk to, you hit up speakersilence.org, and you just give money if you want and help them out. Wow. 'Cause they do a good thing.
Cool. Yeah. How did you come in contact with that?
I just was asking around and found out about them.
All right, cool.
They do, like, I know somebody that knows them.
All right, well, that's a good charity, and my charity is always Smile Train. So go to Smile Train.
9th year in a row, I'm ready to keep raising awareness for this thing that everybody knows about. SpeakYourSilence.org, brand new. Brand new.
I wasn't trying to trump your
I know, you just went to Mexico. I went to Mexico. I know Jimmy Pardo. I'm Pat Francis. I used to work at a telemarketing center. I hit all your beats, right?
You did.
Hey, did you ever kill more birds?